All right, we stand on our feet. And understand and know that we are here to proclaim the good news that Jesus is the King who
pre-existed as God the Son, was sent by God the Father, took on human flesh in fulfillment of God's promises to David, died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, appeared to many witnesses, is enthroned at the right hand of God as the ruling Christ, has sent the Holy Spirit to his people to effect his rule, and will come again as final judge to rule.
Amen.
Yeah, we put our dream praise to the Lord.
This is how I fight my battles. 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 It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battle.
We fight our battles.
Good morning, Running for Christ.
Good morning.
And how's everybody today?
Blessed.
Okay. Respondent reading today is from Psalms 86. 46, New Living Translation, and it reads as follows. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble, so we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. Congregation.
A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city. It cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The nations are in chaos, and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders, and the earth melts.
The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Come see the glorious works of the Lord. See how he brings destruction upon the world. He causes wars to end throughout the earth. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Together.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this glorious day. Good to see everybody out here. Father, we just thank you for your love, your mercy, and undeserved kindness, especially your Son, Jesus Christ, that took on our sins, Father. We ask that you strengthen us in our journey in life, and stay by our sides in times of doubt and in trouble. Father, we ask these things in your beloved Son and our King, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Grim Wilch.
Yeah. How many of you know where the Spirit of God lives?
In us.
Where does he live?
In us.
Say, in me.
In me.
Aren't you glad he can?
Yes.
But even though he's in us, he needs to know that we
welcome him.
Welcome him. We're going to have you doing crazy things.
Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire.
Lift our hands and we live.
Good morning, good morning again. It's another greeting from the Welch family.
That's right.
We thank y'all this morning. We thank our visitors and those that are at home. This is your announcements done by Lolo. Yes. It says, we just want you to remember that Tuesday at 4 p.m., Minister Richard Overall will be teaching training day. Wednesdays at 6 p.m., our Bible class is held. Rebecca Johnson will be teaching David's sin and punishment. The questions are at the end of the reading for discussion. Friday, 7 p.m., Bring Back the Family with Deaconess Kathy Clyburn. Biblical Giving. This four-week Bible class begins Monday, November 27th at 6 p.m. The questions for this class will be given out today, and for those who are not present, they are posted by email. The questions are for our class discussion. Okay, homecoming. We all know that we're back at home, and we're grateful for the opportunity to use this establishment.
Yes.
Okay, but hello, Running for Christ family and friends. Running for Christ will be back home on Sunday, November 19th. Address 27085 West Otter Drive, Ecorse, Michigan. Sunday school at 9 p.m., just like it is in this building.
9 a.m.
Worship service is at 10. Oh, 9 a.m. I'm sorry. If y'all be here at 9 p.m., I'll miss that one. Okay, we want to pray for our mothers on the move. Look at this.
Yes.
This is a blessing.
Amen.
To see each and every one of y'all sitting here before us. We're praying for Mother Irma.
Yes.
But the rest of our mothers are here, and God bless you and keep you with us. We are saying a prayer for all the bereaved families everywhere, especially our Deaconess Lisa Thornton and her family in the loss of their niece and Amir, who's funeralized his grandmother yesterday.
Wow.
You know, and then we had Marissa going through, you know, her family issues. Pray for her as well. You see, everything is happening all the time, everywhere. Yeah. Yes. So that's why I wrote this shirt. Rise up and pray.
Yes.
Put God first.
Yes.
Put God first before you walk out that door.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Yes. And so with saying that, I just want to say happy birthday to London, whose birthday was on the 3rd. Tamika Smith, who was on the 6th. Destiny was on the 21st. Reese is on the 29th. And to all our Blog Talk Radio listeners, happy birthday to you. Please check our website for more information on what's happening. I'm not your original announcer, but that's it. That's the announcements in my way, in my style. In Amen. Jesus' name, I thank you. You know what? The pastor keep on working on me like he is with that word.
We recording.
Okay, just real quick. I just got some information. So if you, the vital records, like your birth certificate, marriage license, and birth, all that type of stuff, that office has moved. They have a new location. They're at 400 Moreau Street in Detroit. So I sent that information over to get posted. So they have a new location. And I also sent the information over about anybody that needs assistance with Medicare insurance. And then also the veteran satellite office and the main office and their hours. And then I'm going to send some more information over just about Wayne County, about different things. If you're seeing things like debris, road repairs, and things like that, they're supposed to be looking into that. So I'm going to send that over. But that information, I was going to make sure that I did send over, and it should be posted on the site soon. All right. Thank you.
All right. It's that time. Did you see Deacon Eric? He's got the envelopes available. All right. Thank you. And we'll send the very offering. So during this next song, as you're standing to your feet, I'm going to hype it up a little bit, just a little bit.
Come into this house, magnify the Lord, lift up holy hands, our hearts in one accord, cause he's worthy, worthy of all our praise. Yes, he's worthy, worthy.
What is
come into this house.
All right.
About the fact is that we can be ourselves in His presence.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy to be praised. Amen. It is time for altar call. See, our list keeps growing, and actually, I forgot to put add somebody to it. We plan for Mary, her sister Tricia, and her family. Like. If you see people's names up here and you don't know why they're up here, that means you need to go find out.
Check.
Okay. You know Deacon Lisa and Amir, of course, and those barriers of relatives.
Okay.
We continue prayer for the wars, of course, situations. Kenny Blue, Melanie's dad, and also some of you heard yesterday, our little fella that terrorizes us every Sunday, praise God. had a couple seizures yesterday.
Oh.
The doctors are monitoring it, but when I saw him, he was himself, so yes. Praise God for that. But they are all in Alabama right now, so pray their mercy's journey. And then, especially Melanie, because this is her dad, the guy that raised her, but her biological father is in ICU.
Wow.
So she's getting it on both sides.
Okay.
So be in prayer for her. She just asking for prayer.
Yeah.
And then Anthony Washington is Jedediah's dad. He's in a situation.
Yeah.
And of course, our continuing prayer for Naomi and Curtis, the Deacon Charles Mackey family. It's good to see Damian and Denia in the house. Tatum Sons, who's about to come and lead us to the altar, and then our continuals for Nico Gaston, Darius to the top of the list, Doris Gaither, our mothers and our college students.
Right.
So while Jonathan is praying out loud, we know he's not praying by himself.
Yes.
Let's go with him to the top.
Let us pray. Lord, as we look at this list, we pray, Lord, for Patricia and family, sister of Mary Tate. We pray, Lord, right now for Deaconess Lisa Thornton and family, the loss of our niece. Pray, Lord, for the Jones family, for Amir and the loss of his grandmother. Pray, Lord, for the wars that are going on around this world, in Ukraine, the Middle East, and Sudan. We pray for Kenny Bloom, Mel's father, her biological father, Lord. Pray right now, Lord, for Anthony Washington, Jedediah's father, for Naomi and Curtis, Carter and family, for Deacon Charles Mackey and his family, for myself and my sons, Lord, and for Dr. Nico Gaston and Darius Freeman and Doris Gaither, our mothers and our college students. We come specifically before you because we know that you can do what you said you would do in your word.
Yes.
You first loved us, so you care about every single thing that's going on with us. Lord, we come before you humbly, yet boldly, because we have access to the throne. We can literally cast all our cares, all our anxieties,
yes,
all our frustrations, all our irritations, all our troubles before you at your feet. Because you love us and we were granted access by our brother Jesus, who went to the cross in our place. Lord, you didn't deserve what you got, but you willingly knew what you were getting into, and you went anyway. And we say thank you. And because of your sacrifice, because of your power over the grave, we can take all that we have and all that we are and lay it before your feet at the throne. And we can say, Father, elder brother, we can say, Comforter, come on in and encourage us, heal us, bring peace to this world, provide for us. Even despite us, we can still do that. We thank you. Help us that to realize that you're worthy of praise all the rest of the days of the week.
Yes.
And that we can have altar call at any given time.
Yes.
We can go in our little prayer closets, our rooms, even in our cars driving to work.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
and cast our cares before you. Because you first loved us and cared for us. And you can't nobody do us like you, Lord. You are truly our friend, our protector, our redeemer, our provider, our healer.
Yes, yes.
And we recognize that, Lord. Yes. Even though we go crazy sometimes and do wrong, we can still come to you and ask for forgiveness and be cleansed from all unrighteousness and be fully restored and continue to come to you. But help us also, Lord, to listen to you.
Yes.
And not just to listen, but to love in action and do what you tell us to do and execute.
Yes.
That's the least we could do, because you've done everything for us.
Yes.
If you do nothing else, Lord, you've done more than enough.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 As we're standing, y'all gonna be praise team today. Notice the song says right after the title, what does it say?
Repeat after me.
All right, that's how the song works. So.
Okay.
Some of y'all, if you look slow and follow instructions, I'll forget.
How powerful you are.
How powerful you are.
How powerful you are.
How powerful you are.
How powerful you are. Had to drink anointed water today. Eternal. It's your pastor's fault that I'm in front of y'all. I'm a little tuned up. All right, because like I said, it's been a week when you get 6 o'clock in the morning phone calls about your buddy, because that little guy's my buddy.
Yes.
Put you in prayer mode.
Yes, Lord.
And then as the day goes on, I did get a chance to speak to Melanie's dad. He's in good spirits.
Amen.
But doctors really only giving him a couple weeks, so. Mm-hmm. So they really are down there to say goodbye. But he wants to see his great grandsons. God is blessed. So thank you. Let's talk to the Lord. Father, we thank you for this time together.
Yes. Thank you.
I never knew how much I needed these people.
Yes.
My brothers and sisters.
Yes.
This family that you have placed us in, Lord, until I needed them.
Yes.
I thank you because they're here.
Yes.
But right now they're not here to hear from me. They're here to hear from you. You've been writing this on me for a little bit, so I pray that they hear what you have to say to them today. Not only hear it, take it to heart, process it, and it elicits the response that you desire. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
My title is Renew. About 2 years ago, I had a Windows laptop, and it started getting older, you know how they do. They only last for a few years and glitching up. So I was blessed to be able to purchase a MacBook. Now I had been using Windows for a while, so I was pretty comfortable with it. So I thought, you know, over time I keep using Windows, my laptop, till it died and going between the two. Until I could get all the data transferred from my old laptop into my MacBook. It didn't take me long to realize that wasn't gonna work. That I needed to completely commit to the iOS system and ditch Windows to really get the most out of the iOS system. So I had to learn some new commands and functions, how things work in iOS world. And to do the same task that I was doing at Windows, I had to learn a new operating system. Mm-hmm. As a believer in Christ, a follower of Christ, do you struggle with two systems? Mm-hmm. I mean, trying to be in this world, but not be of this world.
Yeah.
Trying to live in 21st century United States, the way our culture draws you in, but keeps crashing against the things and ways of God's kingdom.
Amen.
Okay.
You want to be blessed and live victorious, but you keep losing data and the system keeps crashing.
Amen.
I mean, in the church, our rates of suicide, divorce, depression, addiction, mental illness are comparable to the rest of the world. We don't get along with each other sometimes, and even don't see other people as humans.
Mm-hmm.
And other times we just silently support the ways of this world.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a little test. Complete these statements. With all these jobs up here, out here, people just don't wanna
work.
Some of the older folks, us older folks, would know. School started going downhill when they took
prayer.
Long time ago.
And of course, she keep having all these babies just so she can collect them.
Well, yeah. Yeah. ABC, whatever it is.
See? And sound like you've either said that or heard it, right?
Yes.
Some of us may not say these things out loud, but we think them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Or we're okay with others around us saying them, and we just sit by silently, never saying anything back. Because we've all been formatted. We've all been conditioned in that old operating system.
Yes.
We've been shaped by our culture with a view of others that help us maintain that system of thinking and operating. But don't you know your thoughts precede your actions?
Yes.
And we wonder why so many people are lost. In Christ, we have been born again. We have a new operating system. It's the original design for humanity without defective programs of the empire and the virus of sin. Jesus came and introduced us to what it is like to be fully human. And in our text today, the Apostle Paul simply commands us to do this. Go to Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. I'm reading in the NIV, where it says simply this: do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what is God's will, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. First, Paul tells us something simple is this: do not conform. Conform meaning to fashion oneself according to the world, to the way things are around us during our time. Because it'd be hard to conform ourselves to the way it was during Paul's time. Because first of all, none of us women would probably be in here, and we all drove in cars. We did not ride up on horses or chariots. We didn't have an emperor, even though we live in an empire. Told us, do not conform to this world. If you go out and ask people today what they think about Christians, especially here in the United States, mm-hmm, what are some of the responses you're likely to get? Hypocrites. Mm-hmm. Bigots. Anti-everything. Mm-hmm. Pro-Trump. Anti-women. LGBTQIA. Anti-abortion, anti-everything. Mm-hmm. Anti-poor. Mm-hmm. Anti-immigrant. These are all the things that people actually say. And the reason they say it is because many of the people who have an audience, influencers, politicians, that say they love Jesus and that the Bible guides them, they may have accepted the new operating system, but they keep using the damaged old laptop with its defective operating system. In other words, I mean, we got a new speaker in the house, right? For now. And he says that he loves Jesus, he's a Christian, and that the Bible is his worldview. But that yet he supports policies that contradict some of the things that Jesus says. And the reason they do it is because the people that gave them the money to run for office want them to promote their agenda. And the reason is they say, well, if I don't do what they want to do, then I won't get a reelected so I can do what you need me to do. Because the world operating system says you have to operate in an empire in order to overcome, when Jesus says you have to operate in him in order to be an overcomer.
Okay.
So you see the conundrum? When we operate with this world system, that old, defective, broken down system, and we have been given something new, we wonder why life keeps crashing. Why we keep getting viruses and having to come up with new software to overcome the virus, only to get another one. And have to keep updating and updating and updating and updating. I mean, some of y'all like me, we team iOS. Every week, Apple has a new update. And it has fixes and plugs and things in it to repair what's been going wrong. Well, that's how some of us live. Constantly updating. Because we operate in the old system. And Paul tells us plainly, do not conform to this old system. Because it is broken and outdated and full of viruses. What we fail to notice over time that as we keep going through this cycle of crashing and viruses and back and forth, what happens is it keeps us from getting new data from the new system. See, if I would have kept my laptop plugged into my MacBook, eventually all of the issues in my laptop would have come over and started influencing, and my system would have shut down.
Okay.
Because it would have said, bad data. Don't recognize. And then my new system doesn't work. As I said, many of us say the Bible shapes our world view, but upon close inspection, the world clearly shapes our view of the Bible. It's obvious. We pick and choose the features we like. You know, what book, our favorite psalm, our proverbs. And then we run with them, forgetting that the Bible is not about us. It is about God.
Okay.
If we really spend time reading the First Testament or the Old Testament, it seems like a version of Groundhog Day, the movie. Some of y'all saw that with Bill Murray. He keeps waking up on the same day, but making adjustments, trying to alter the consequences, but is still every day wakes up and it's the same day over and over again.
Yes.
The same old patterns kept showing up. And when you keep operating in the old world system, the same old patterns keep showing up. How is it we are in 2023? We have had the civil rights movement. We have had the Voting Rights Act, and voting rights are being rejected, and civil rights is being trashed, and on anything that's anybody, any other ethnicity is called CRT. It's the same thing they did before. It's an old system. And it keeps showing up in every generation because there's a generation of people who are in God, who are operating, supposed to be under a new system, that are supposed to be showing the world a different operating system. Same old patterns. Racism, sexism, classism, violence, poverty, you name it. Why? Because the empire is anti-kingdom. See, some of you hear me using the word empire. If you're not in class, you don't know what we're talking about. What empire is?
Yes, yes.
Amen.
empire is what we live in. We looked at them, Babylon, Rome, and Egypt. We look at them and we go, well, that was empire. They were just bastions of slavery, oppression, scarcity, violence, all of them. Hello today. Idolatry. And then we look at the United States and say, God has blessed America. This is a Christian nation. Our founding fathers were God-fearing men. No, they weren't. Let me help some of y'all. Thomas Jefferson? Ben Franklin? George Washington? Deist.
Yes.
A deist means that they do not believe in the supernatural ability of the word of God. So Thomas Jefferson wrote a Bible and took all the supernatural stuff out. So there go your miracles. Virgin birth. And they also do not believe that Jesus is the Christ. The only reason why the Declaration of Independence has the phrase endowed by our creator is in it is because John Adams, who was a Christian, said put it in there or I'm not signing it. But our Constitution does not have God anywhere in it. Yet people sit and say and cry and say it was an inspired document like the Bible. Not. It's the old operating system. It's the same operating system that Egypt had. Hey, you hungry? Bring us all your property. Enslave yourself to us and we'll give you what you need. In the form of a student loan. Oh, now you're in bondage.
Yes, yeah. We got you.
Or Rome. The best way to build a nation is to have a strong military. Mm-hmm. We have to protect ourselves from our enemies. Mm-hmm. But they militarize our streets. Yes, yeah. Why do our police officers need tanks? Amen. Why can't our young black men walk down the street freely? Enjoying their Skittles.
Wow.
Wow.
And they wearing a hoodie and not be stopped.
Wow.
Why do I get pulled over? Because the light over my license plate is out.
Yeah.
It happened to me. But this is a God-fearing nation. The Windows operating system. It's empire, y'all. And God never built an empire. He built a kingdom where his family could dwell with him. See, kingdom is God's reign and rule over the earth as it was intended to be from the beginning. And in the beginning, after he made everything and everybody, he sat back and said, oh, it is very good. But yet we look at people and we see her and we go, she done had another baby just so they could give her another $100 on her bridge check. Or when we see people and they say, they got all these jobs, why don't they go get these jobs? Because nobody can live off of $8 an hour.
Oh,
or $15. According to economists, in order to successfully raise a family of four, that's two adults, two children, you need to make $40 an hour in this economy.
Yes.
And we think it's a big deal because GM got off of 21. There's a dead cat on the line somewhere. Empire keeps people poor. I challenge you to read a book that I'm reading. It's called Poverty by America. And it will tell you things about our systems that are in place. How, here's the big one. Do you know that most of what we call social welfare is actually minimal? About $23 million a year is spent on food stamps and Medicaid. But 43 is spent on tax deductions. That's government spending.
Yes.
So the people that's getting the bridge card, they're not getting those tax deductions.
No.
Because they don't own houses or have capital gains from stocks. old operating system. And we have people who say they love Jesus and are Team iOS, Team Jesus, promoting and supporting and defending keeping people poor.
Yes.
Closing doors to immigrants from Guatemala who are escaping poverty and violence because they don't want them over because of the way they look and the language they speak, and they probably won't vote Republican.
Wow.
And the saddest part is many of them, when they talk to them, say that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. So we closing our doors to our brothers and sisters.
Okay.
Yes. Back to my text. Paul says to his fellow believers, do not conform to the empire. But he says something else. I'm not going to leave you there. I'm going to make you a little happier. He says, but be transformed.
Okay.
Changed into another form. I've told you before that it comes from the Greek word metamorphoso, where we get our word metamorphosis from. It's what happens when a caterpillar goes into a cocoon and comes out as a total change. Amen, children. Praise God. Alright? That's what he's saying. Be transformed. Be changed. Become different. We may have came into Christ, broke down, tore up from the floor up operating system, but now we got a new operating system. How? By the renewing of your mind. Renewing. It's a renovation. I love those shows, you know, HGTV. I used to love them a lot more until I started saying, how they get $250,000 to redo their kitchen? Where they live at? But then I realized why, because in the zip code that most of us write down, they don't loan money. Notice I said the zip code. I didn't say whether or not you own your house and it's worth it. I said because of the zip code, the banks won't loan money to your house. Empire. Renewing. Renovate. A complete change for the better. I upgraded. I paid about $400 for my laptop. Anybody that's got a MacBook know they don't cost $400. You and I need to think in an entirely different way. We need to commit to learning the new operating system and all its features. How do you renew your mind? See, I've had to access some new features with this MacBook, because there were some things that were similar, but they weren't the same. You know, how to print and do that without going to the, you know, have to use the command key. But it's not the command key, the same one it was on. It's a different key. And so, and to do that, I had to sometimes try to figure it out myself. And then, this, y'all getting ready to be inspired here. But other times, I asked Siri. My favorite ear hustler, especially during Bible class. Ask Siri. But then there are times I need to go on YouTube and look for videos. Look, Siri already gone to YouTube. I didn't even touch it. Always listening. I'm going somewhere. Going somewhere. All right? And Apple does this beautiful thing by, you can take classes. You make an appointment and you could go to Apple Store and take classes, or you could do them online even. See, I need to study and put my new system into use. In other words, I have to commit to learning in order to renew my mind. The number one problem in the church today is biblical illiteracy. We don't read, searching for the mind of God. We search for what God has for me.
Yes.
I'm going to say that again. We don't read, searching for the mind of God. We search the scriptures to find out what God has for me. Where my blessings at? What three-step program do I have to do to get a husband? What three-step program do I have to do to get rid of my wife? How long do I have to keep forgiving this person that keeps wounding me? We don't seek out help understanding when Siri, aka the Holy Spirit, is right there. See, just like I said, Siri. Somebody heard that, didn't they? Seriously, the Holy Spirit. When I ask, Holy Spirit, what am I preaching today? How do I put this together? Holy Spirit, how do I love my neighbor? How do I stop judging that girl over there? How do I stop lusting after that guy over there? How do I stop giving all of my money away to the state and to the casinos because I'm stuck on gambling? How do I stop drinking myself into a stupor? How do I stop medicating myself even though the doctor wrote the prescription, but it makes me feel so bad, but now I can't live without it? How do I operate in this new system? Because the fruit of the Spirit is not depression, denial, and destruction. It is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, and self-control.
Yes.
But when we don't ask the Holy Spirit about this new system, and we don't make ourselves available to study and learn along with others in a community of believers who are trying to operate in this new system, what happens? We go back to the old system. We keep trying to patch pieces of the old system and use it with the new system. I can honestly tell you, in the last 2 years, I've touched my old laptop twice. Once because I needed to get in it to get some pictures off of it. And every time we go back to the old system, it keeps us from performing tests to see if we're operating in the new system. You know, where we test and approve God's will, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. See, where we see what God thinks about other people. Where we ask what God thinks about poverty. Where we ask what God thinks about war. Where we ask what God thinks about famine and politics and sex and drugs and anything you can think of. Now, there are some subjects in here, they just not going to be in here because it's an ancient book. They didn't have the lottery back in Paul's day. But they did gamble. And they did have houses of temples of prostitution. Because see, what Paul is talking to is people who grew up in a culture where this was the norm.
That was it. Amen.
You go worship your God over here and then you go worship your God over there. And he's telling his people, you can't keep going over here worshiping Jesus and then going over here worshiping Diana.
Yeah.
They wrote a song. Mike wrote a song about Dirty Diana. There's a reason. Diana, Artemis, temple, prostitution.
Yes.
Males and females.
Yes. That's right. Yes.
These were God's, the new people that Paul was dealing with. way, especially in Corinth. Oh my goodness. You know why we had that command in communion about examining yourself? Because rich folks were showing up first, having the buffet, eating all they could eat, stuffing themselves like they was in Vegas, and then they would go to the buffetorium and throw up, and then go back and eat some more. And they would eat up so much food and throw it up that when the poor people finally made it in from outskirts of town, there was nothing left to eat. And then he said, and they and all they could get was a piece of bread, little chunk of bread and some wine, had communion. And he said, and you wonder why people among you are sick and dying, because they keep going back to that old system. We don't do that in the house of God. They do that over there.
Come on now.
You see, the new system in Christ empowers us to see the world not the way the world sees the world, but the way God sees the world.
Yes.
And we know that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever would believe in that son would not perish, keep going the ways of the old system, but have eternal life or everlasting life. See, God didn't send his son to go and say, see that girl over there? See that woman right there? You know me ahead of time. She been married. You know me baby she got. You know me abortion she had. God didn't send his son into the world to do that, to condemn the world. But he sent his son into the world so he could save it. And not save in a sense of just get him to heaven. He's like, no, get her out of that life, because that's bondage. That's poverty. That's slavery. That's empire.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. I need her out of empire, and I need her in the kingdom.
Amen.
Because in the kingdom, there is life.
Yes.
But in the empire, it only leads to death. It is the only way for new creations to flourish.
Okay.
It empowers us to love one another and stop hating and murdering and judging and condemning and blaming. That's Adam and Eve. Serpent's fault. His fault. It's your fault, God. And they start hiding. It gives us the ability, this new operating system, to do what this verse, these verses say. Go to 2 Corinthians. I'm almost finished here. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And I'm going to start in verse 3. Let's see what this new operating system gives us the power to do. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. See, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of this world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We were talking about strongholds earlier today. Walls, partitions, veils. Things that keep you from seeing the new operating system. From seeing Jesus. From seeing the world the way God sees it. Then he goes on. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. This is violent language. Weapons, fighting, demolishing. And then it says this. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. See, all that stuff, when I ran that list and did that test, it's because that's how we think.
Yes.
It's what we say. We don't even realize we be saying it a lot of times. People just don't want to work. If they get off them corners and go get a job, they wouldn't be out here begging. They just scamming. This is what we say. But who does God see? That means there's a stronghold there for you. Because if you don't see that that is another image bearer who is not flourishing and who God has created to flourish, then you are not on mission. You are operating under the empire.
Yeah. Come on now.
Okay.
We have got to start seeing people the way God sees them.
Come on.
Yes.
The world sees people as disposable, yes, as a number that they can borrow more money against. Because every time, why do you think when it used to be we had to apply for a Social Security number? I did it when I was in ninth grade.
Yeah.
It was part of our class.
Yeah.
But now when your child is born, they get a number. Why? Because so they can go borrow money off of your child.
Yes. That's right.
So they've already enslaved every child in here,
yes,
to the system.
Yes.
But try to get that child to go get some help from that system.
No way.
Wow.
See that debacle they exposed? They thought they were getting away with race-based admissions to colleges. Until somebody pulled the curtain back. In other words, somebody in the new system said, wait a minute. Y'all won't let them in because you say you're doing it discriminating by color, but all these rich folks getting in because they daddy built a building. Because the empire wants to keep everything up here and nothing down here. Let me just do this sidebar real quick. Public education. Please. I'm not judging you where you send your kids to school. I don't care. I want you to make sure they get educated. But if we let them continue to do what they're doing to public education, your kids may get an education, but 9/10 of the other kids won't. And what happens when people aren't educated? They become enslaved. They're poor. Poor people don't steal because they like stealing. They steal because they don't have what they need. You don't know how many 13-year-old boys I saw got busted for the few rocks they had in their pocket, and the one boy said, the reason I was out there selling it is because I needed some new clothes for school and my mama didn't have the money.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Same.
But the man who supplied the cocaine is living on Groves Point with his farm and his horses, and he ain't even paying taxes.
Hello. No, come on.
Empire. We gotta see the way God sees things.
Yes.
We have got to see the world the way God sees it.
So true.
We his people.
Yes.
So he says, when you start thinking like that, those people begging for money, they're going to go around the corner and get in their Cadillac and drive away. Stop thinking like that. Take that thought captive.
Yeah.
And then ask Siri. Oh, I'm sorry. Ask the Holy Spirit. Should I help? Is this a real need? To quote the comedian Paul Mooney, I saw his claim. I saw a man, a white gentleman, standing on the corner, older, looked about my age. And my first thought was, that's such a waste of good white skin. Because America, the way it's structured, white males are at the top of the chain, right? But my heart broke. I said, that's sad that he has to be out here at my age, because he looked like he was my age. He might be younger, I don't know. And he's out here begging. And they're on every other corner. Mm-hmm. Everybody ain't hustling.
No, that's real tough.
So I had to take my thoughts captive and make them obedient to Christ. And literally ask myself the question, what would Jesus do? Because we know when he saw people on the side of the road,
yes,
blind,
yes,
he healed them.
Yes.
In other words, he restored them back to the position in which they could.
Amen.
We are not to fight people, but we are to fight against empire. But we can't fight if we end the fight between the two systems trying to be empire and kingdom. We have got to pick a side. We got to choose. And the only way we can do this is by renewing our mind through the Word of God, which gives us the ability to control our negative thoughts about ourselves and others, to take them captive, and to make them obedient to Christ, so so we can obey God and live out his good and pleasing and perfect will. You want to be transformed and live a life that pleases God? Renew your mind. Operate under the new system of Jesus Christ our King. Father, we thank you.
Yes, thank you.
We thank you because you even allow us stubborn, hard-hearted children to waver and wander between two kingdoms. But you're calling us to yourself because our world needs to see a new day, not another groundhog day. We don't need to repeat another thing that has been done. We've already seen the story over and over. Every empire in scripture fails. And we live in an empire. And it will fail. But we look forward to the day when our King comes. But in looking forward to that day when King Jesus comes, when he comes, will he find us faithful to not conforming to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our mind? We can't do it alone. We thank you because you called us to do it together, and you've given us your spirit to help us at any time when we call on it. We praise you. We love you. We thank you. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Take up an offering for the preacher yet? That was the question.
No.
Did we take up an offering for the preacher yet?
No.
Okay then. Y'all know what 1 Corinthians 9:13 and 14 say, right?
Yes.
So now, since you've been fed, we need to pay the person that fed us.
That's
all right.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to take up our office for the preacher.
Say what? What you doing them cookies you had?
All right, if you can raise your hand of assembly, you can stand here.
We got boss.
Yeah, we got the system here.
And you know why I was going to be assistant for his team.
Before we do, I want to close the song. Sunday school, not Sunday school, but the Wednesday night Bible class books are in. I believe they're out there on the table.
Yes.
If it's not enough, let me know. Okay, and I'll get you more.
All right, don't forget, where are we next week?
Back home.
Back home.
Back out of the home.
We thank the River Rouge School District for allowing us to have a place.
Thank you.
This is our second home. It's like a vacation home. It's like a vacation home. Best way to declare his name is to live like he lived. Sacrificing for us. Loving us. Loving God. Obeying God.
We will tell the world there is no other.
Let's receive our benediction. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Jesus Christ had, so that with one mind and one voice, you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And all God's people say,
Amen.
I can't even.